cruise tourism to the Caribbean and the Bahamas is reaching record levels. But the Cayman Islands are experiencing a significant decline in cruise ship visits. The struggle to adapt to a changing cruise environment that favors fixed piers over tender boats is impacting the region's economy and tourism industry. The Cayman Islands have seen a sharp decline in cruise ship visits since 2022, according to data from the Cayman Ministry of Tourism. The country expects to host 746,000 cruise ship visitors in 2024, a significant drop from the 1.84 million passengers in 2019. This downward trend is projected to continue as cruise lines favor larger ships that require fixed piers, which the Cayman Islands lack. The decline can be traced back to the 2020 referendum where Cayman residents voted against constructing the country's first fixed cruise ship pier in Georgetown, primarily due to environmental concerns related to harbor dredging. The decision has left the Cayman Islands reliant on tender boats to transport guests ashore, a method increasingly disfavored by major cruise operators. Cruise line executives have voiced their preference for fixed piers, citing efficiency and safety concerns. Royal Caribbean International's regional vice president noted the challenges of tendering large numbers of passengers, stating, "We do not like to tender. By the time we get disembarked, it's time to get back on the ship." This sentiment is echoed by other industry leaders, including a representative from Carnival Corp, who highlighted the inefficiency and weather-related challenges of tendering. The decline in cruise ship visits has had a tangible impact on local businesses in the Cayman Islands. Many businesses have had to adjust their business models and staff levels in response to the reduced cruise traffic. The downturn has affected a wide range of businesses that rely on the influx of cruise passengers, from retail shops to tour operators. The decision not to build a fixed pier was influenced by strong environmental concerns within the Cayman community. Residents feared that dredging the harbor would cause irreversible damage to the marine ecosystem. The current administration has upheld this decision, emphasizing the importance of protecting the environment, even as the cruise industry evolves. The situation in the Cayman Islands highlights the broader challenges faced by destinations that rely on cruise tourism but lack the infrastructure to accommodate the industry's shift towards larger vessels. As cruise lines continue to build bigger ships, destinations without fixed piers may see a decline in visits, impacting local economies and tourism sectors. For the Cayman Islands, the decision to forego a fixed pier reflects a commitment to environmental preservation, but it also necessitates finding alternative strategies to attract and accommodate cruise visitors. Engaging with smaller cruise operators and enhancing other aspects of the tourism experience could help mitigate the impact of reduced cruise traffic. The decline in cruise tourism to the Cayman Islands underscores the complex balance between environmental stewardship and economic development. While the current situation presents challenges, it also offers an opportunity for the Cayman Islands to explore innovative solutions and diversify its tourism offerings. For travelers, this means that while some favorite destinations may evolve, the commitment to providing unique and memorable experiences remains strong. The future of cruise travel in the Cayman Islands will depend on the ability to adapt and innovate in response to industry trends and environmental concerns.